Kal Kadosh, we will continue with the halachot of Nefilat Apayim, not to do with Berit Milah. Minhag Yisrael is that they do not say Nefilat Apayim in a Bet HaKnesset, where a Berit Milah will take place on the day of the Milah. Now, this is a din, mashma and Rishonim and Achronim, that it's dependent on the Bet HaKnesset. Since the Berit Milah will take place in the Bet HaKnesset, even if the father of the child, or the sandak, the one that sits in the chair, or the mohel, are not found in the tefillah whatsoever, still they will not say Nefilat Apayim that day in the Bet HaKnesset itself. Nevertheless, it is only in the Bet HaKnesset where the Berit Milah is going to take place. But in all the other Bet HaKnesiot in the city, even if it's close by to that Bet HaKnesset, they will say Nefilat Hapayim. Now, even if there will be a few minyanim, one after another, and none of the minyanim have nothing to do with the Brit Milah, or even if the Brit Milah will take place in the Azara, or the room which is right beside the Bet HaKnesset, and there's a lot of minyanim there, we do not say Nefilat Hapayim on the day of the Berit Milah. The same halacha would apply if the Berit Milah is done in the Bet HaKnesset. They do not say Tacharonim also in the side rooms of the Bet HaKnesset where they also pray. But again, this is only if the side rooms are seen by the Bet HaKnesset. But if you have two different Bet HaKnesiot in one building, so then they would only not say Tacharonim in the Bet HaKnesset which the Milah will take place. If the Berit Milah is during Shachrit, the minhag is not to say Nefilat Apayim the entire day in the Bet HaKnesset, even for Mincha. The Rama brings down, again, this is in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, so the Rama here brings down that you would say it for the Mincha. Says the Rama in Siv Daled Aval B'Mincha, even though they're praying by the Tinok, they would say Tachanonim. Yeah? However, though, there's a lot of people, starting with already the Bach, that they defer the Rama, and they say that you don't say it. And that was also the Maharshal, that was Minhag of Brisk, and a lot of Acharonim as well, whether it's the Taz, the Shirei Knesset Gedola, a lot of Acharonim going already down to the Kaf HaChaim, to the Mishnah Bura, and others as well. The next halacha is not in the din of the Bet HaKnesset, but rather in the din of the people that have to do with the Brit Milah. So until now we spoke about the Bet HaKnesset. The Bet HaKnesset where they're doing a Brit Milah, we do not say Tacharonim. Minhag Yisrael is also that we do not say Tacharonim in a Bet HaKnesset where the father of the child on the day of the Brit Milah is going to be found, even though the Brit Milah will be somewhere else. Which means even though the father is praying here and the Brit Milah will take place in another hall or a synagogue, still they will not say Tachanunim Nefilat Apayim and where the father is. The same halacha applies not only to the father, but any other of the people which are the Baalei Brit, which has to do with the person that's sitting in the chair, the Sandak, or the Mohel, they also do not say Nefilat Apayim. And even if the Brit Milah was in the morning, we do not say Nefilat Apayim by Mincha if one of those three people have been there. So the same halacha just like the Bet HaKnesset. So also by the Mincha, if the Sandak or the father of the boy or the Mohel is there, also they will not say Nefilat Apayim. If the Brit Milah is being done close to the Mincha time, which means it's Mamash Samuch LeMincha, they're doing a very late Brit, whether it's because of the Mohel or any other circumstances, they have to say Nefilat Apayim and Shachrit in the Bet HaKnesset, or even though they're going to do it, the Brit Milah there in the Bet HaKnesset, or even if one of the Baalei Brit are going to be there. Nevertheless, if people have a minhag not to do it in the Shachrit, they have what to rely on. This again, we get into that they compare this to the Chuppah. If you remember a few shiurim ago, we spoke about the Chatan, if he's going to get married, it depends that they would only do it in the Tefillah, which is closest to that the Chatan, it would only not say Tachronim before the wedding, if the wedding is going to be to the closest tefillah, which means if he's getting married right by Shekiah, right by sunset, they would say Tacharonim in the morning by Shachrit. The same concept, that's where they're going to start. There's a big machloket in Acharonim. And for sure, that it's not lecha techila to do the Brit Milah by Mincha time, because obviously Zrizim Akdimim LeMitzvot, it is very, very important to do it as close as possible, as soon as possible in the morning. If the father cannot attend the Brit Milah, for example, he's far away, even though, right, he himself will not say Vidui Nefilat Tepayim on the day of the Brit Milah, meaning the fact that he's having a Brit Milah done for his child, even though he's far away, doesn't matter, he doesn't do Tacharonim. However, the Tzibur, which are praying with him, they would say Tacharonim, because since, again, he's not with the child and he's not there, so his own personal Simcha, he won't do Tacharonim, Nefilat Tepayim. However, though, for everyone else that are praying with him and he's far away, they would say Tacharonim.